An environmental group is praising oil and gas company Hilcorp today after it announced a new pipeline project in Cook Inlet. Hilcorp says the project would eliminate the need to store oil at the Drift River Terminal. That terminal has worried environmental groups for years because it sits at the bottom of Mount Redoubt, an active volcano. Hilcorp says it will build new pipelines and repurpose old ones to avoid Drift River, sending oil straight to the Tesoro refinery in Nikiski. Bob Shavelson of Cook Inlet Keeper is one of Hilcorp's frequent critics, but he says the project is a good idea.
Storing oil at the base of an active volcano is crazy, and the added risk of tankering this oil across Cook Inlet is a heightened risk, so we support bringing the oil across in the pipeline.
The company aims to permit and build the project by the end of next year. Hilcorp executive David Wilkins announced the project during a speech to business leaders in Anchorage this morning. Wilkins also addressed the company's recent difficulties in Cook Inlet. One of its fuel lines in the inlet leaked gas for months, leading to fierce criticism from local environmental groups. Due to that leak and two other incidents, Hilcorp was forced to shut down multiple pipelines and platforms. After the speech, Wilkins says Hilcorp plans to spend more money on inspections to prevent additional leaks in Cook Inlet.
You know, we were going to do a full lessons learned on this, and we will apply it not only to Middle Ground Shoal, but to all the pipelines and platforms and infrastructure. Our goal is not to be having these kind of incidents.
Wilkins says Hilcorp is increasing its spending across the state this year and plans to continue operating in Alaska for decades. Shavelson of Cook Inlet Keeper says he's hopeful that Hilcorp is dealing with the problems that led to the gas leak.
The fact that they've had multiple incidents recently has got their attention, and I see them trying to be more diligent in terms of their operations and their maintenance. So hopefully that will carry on through the future.
Cook Inlet Keeper threatened to sue Hilcorp in February after it learned about the gas leak. But Shavelson says because Hilcorp shut down the gas line, it is no longer pursuing the lawsuit.